WFSK, Artist of the Week, Kansas City's own Love Connection man, Julian Vaughn. Now, Julian, you know, Miss Sharon K won't have an inquiring mind right now, okay? Before I start talking to you about the album, Love Connection. Now, when I saw you getting selected by Wendy Williams to go on a date.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, now see, that's the stuff I want to know, okay? Apparently, she didn't select, huh?
Well, I figure people that know me know I was on there promoting my single.
So. I know you were. I know.
So, and I didn't want to get. I told them before they do that. I said, "Don't listen, producers. Don't do not pick me." And they did it. So.
I was watching that day, and I said. Say what? But I know you had to do a shameless plug for yourself. I was like, I smell
a rat. Oh, you already know.
I smell a rat on this. Anyway, so, okay, the song has nothing to do with the story of Julian and what happened on the date, because it wasn't.
No, it don't.
Now, how you been doing, Don? You good?
I've been doing good. I've been just working. Got more work on my hands than ever before, but it's all good. I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
I am glad because this is what you have been working towards, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And let me do housekeeping. How's your folks? How's the family?
Everybody's doing good. Everybody's doing good. We had a good Easter weekend. Mom stood down in the kitchen.
Okay.
So, you know, everybody was happy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Absolutely. That's what keeps all of y'all coming over there all the time.
Amen
yeah,
to that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, Julian, you have a brand new solo project entitled Solo. And, now, I'm trying not to do too much dipping. This is your off-label project.
Yes, thank the Lord. Yes.
This is you on your own, off-label.
Yes, ma'am. I couldn't be more happier.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yes.
Well, I was very surprised, I must say, and, I hear stuff and see stuff, and then I saw a lot of stuff, and I was like, oh, this is going to be interesting, because I have interviewed you before and talked to you, I knew that you were probably going to end up doing that anyway from, prior conversations and just understanding. And let me remind the audience that this is WFSK's Artist of the Week. This is where I put the spotlight. And then I might have to ask a few questions that are not about the song, y'all. Okay? I have to ask some stuff. Because, we got it like that. But anyway, Julian's first time as Artist of the Week was in 2012. And he was considered then to be an emerging talent. And I will say you have done more than emerge. You have done very well.
Appreciate that.
And you did just exactly like many of us thought you would. And now let's start with, from now on, are you on your own?
Yes, ma'am. Definitely on my own, and got a lot of music to release.
Okay.
That I've been holding on to for some years.
Okay.
So
yeah, because you were with that major label for what? 10 years? 11 years?
10. So basically, a total of 5 albums.
Okay.
So yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you have dueling albums at the same time out right now?
Records?
Yes.
I should say, because they're still promoting an old single to go against my new single, which is Take That, but Take That is still going up the charts. So I just put out my solo album April the 1st, actually.
Oh, wow, this is fresh, okay. Because, you know, it's not often that this happens. And so I get, you know, from two different directions, I get two singles at the same time. And both going for ads at the same time. I'm like, okay, no pressure. And then that was by your design, I know. And have you been surprised at how things have turned out?
I was told that it was going to happen, but they were going to do that when I did mine. So I was prepared for it. So, and, you know, it's it's a game in there, so I just try to keep focus on doing what I got to do and not work, because I can't control what they do.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So,
I know you've learned a lot of lessons, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
And of the lessons you learned, what's the biggest one?
Ownership.
Okay.
Ownership. I think it's so important for artists, especially us in the jazz genre, to have ownership and own our work, because we're the ones that, you know, we record the music, we make the music, we write it, we produce it, and we go out and perform it. So ownership is something that I'm not going to let go again.
Okay.
Now that I know the business and now that I've got some years in the game. So,
yeah. And, you know, you probably some stuff that you figured would be the case, and then when you, I guess, experiencing it, it's a whole nother realm. So if somebody young, you know, coming up and, you know, wants to jump in, you would probably be a good person for them to talk to.
I absolutely would. Absolutely.
So how have you been received as going out and doing your own thing?
Well, we're still fresh. I got a show. I'm headlining at the Atlanta Jazz and Wine Festival Saturday. Mm-hmm. So this is like my second, this would be my first show since the record's come out, the album has come out.
Okay.
And my fifth show of the year. So we're still fresh into this, but like the overwhelming support and feedback from this album has been great, phenomenal.
Okay.
So this is by far my best work.
Okay, so have you started is this your own label?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Julian Vine Music.
All right, then. All right, how do you like him now?
I love it. Now, I will say that I tell people it's good to have ownership and everything, but it is a lot of work.
It is.
And so, you know, you can't be lazy with it. You know, you gotta work, and if you want to be successful, so, I don't mind working.
Yeah. Did, prior to you coming out some years back in the industry, did you have schooling or training or something to help you understand along the way?
As far as learning how to
the business.
Play and...
Yeah, no, the business.
The business? No, yeah. I have a business degree, but I'm not going to sit here and say it helped me in the music genre. It was just basically trial and error, you know, learning the ropes, the politics, all that. Like, you know, you just can't come out the gate knowing all this stuff unless someone is there. Like, if you have a mentor, you know, giving you the game even before you get in it. And so that's rare that happens for people. But I had to learn along the way and learn how to conduct myself even when, you know, bad things are trying to happen to you, jealousy, stuff like that. You still got to be professional and you know, stay the course, because that stuff will come.
Now, you have, since this came out the 1st of April, Take That is doing very, very well. Now, you know, again, I got to ask. Take That, okay, and there's a punch on the, I'm like, this young, I need to call him off air, this brother right here.
So you got that, didn't you? You picked that up.
I could have seen it with both eyes closed. I said, oh, well, I heard the title, I'm like, oh, okay, because I know what that means. That was so interesting.
God, that is hilarious.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm up on it. That's what I do, you know. I have to figure things out, and I'm like, okay.
I was up straight up all night long
paying attention. Definitely. And I expected to see some of that on the cover of this. This is a very nice photo of you.
Thank you.
Is that your good church
Thank
suit?
I actually bought that suit, and I don't even dress like that in church. But I bought that suit, had it tailored, and I said it was on sale. So I'm like, I'm gonna wear this suit at some point. I don't know when, but I'm gonna buy it. And I'm like, you know what? Why not? Why not? This is working.
No, this is
very. But I didn't want to put emphasis on me. I want to put emphasis on the bass since it's blue.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does. Yeah.
It's a good coordination, and it's not overstating it. And you produced and wrote the project. Tell me who's on it, and who did you work with on it?
Okay, yeah, I produced. So I have 11. It's 11 tracks on there. Mm-hmm. I wrote all of them, but I produced 9 of the 11. Adam Holly produced Colston, and Lou Lang produced Love Connection, and I just wrote to them. But it's always a pleasure working with guys like Steve Cole, because he always brings it. Had a chance to once again work with Dan Ron. Of course, you know our history. Marcus Anderson, we go back to 2010. Elon Trotman and a slew of musicians, and a lot of them, about 3 musicians from Nashville, actually.
Oh, really? Such as?
Oh, yeah.
Give me some names.
Drummer Marcus Finney.
Okay.
He plays with Kirk Whalum sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
Oh, yeah, and my guy I grew up with, Lester Estelle, who lives there back and forth to L.A., he plays with Kelly Clarkson on the Kelly Clarkson Show.
Oh,
he's the drummer on there, so,
okay.
it was a lot of fun. And another guy that does horns down there, his name is Emmanuel Etchum.
Okay,
great horn arranger. So.
Okay, well, you got...
Oh, yeah.
Nashville is blessed in that talent pool for sure.
And
Marcus Finney, he's like the go-to drums.
Mm-hmm.
He truly is, and just precious. Anyway, having said that, you go to the Wayback Machine with Marcus Anderson?
Me and Marcus met on what was that called? MySpace.
Wow.
And that's not even around anymore. But that's where we met up, and we just connected on there. And then ever since then, you know, we've been working together.
Yeah, he is really a wonderful person.
And great entertainer, too.
Oh, yeah, he is. And Julian, I'm just planting a seed just in case, and I'll tell Marcus Anderson this, too, one day soon. I would love to have you and him do a gospel jazz project.
You asking for some fire, boy.
I know, because Marcus sings a little church, so I was like, look at you, boy. I know you have that background, and so does he.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just asking. I'm going to take number 7 and put it in our gospel jazz Sunday show, Joy and Jazz, My Prayer. So that's going to live there.
My Prayer. I love that song.
Yeah, I'm going to take that right off of there. And of these 11, you have 3 very strong saxophonists that are kind of in your age range, age grouping. Elon Trautman, Marcus Anderson, and Steve Cole. How did you meet? Elon is so islandy. You always, when you hear his stuff, he sounds like the island is in it. Is that what?
Right.
Yeah, it does. Hermosa Cut 3. Where do you go? You travel with Elon or been on the tours with him?
We've done some shows together, and I also done his Barbados Festival that he has.
Yeah.
But like you said, he has that islandy in him, and so I'm like, you know what? This Cuban song, he would kill this Cuban song. He would know exactly what I need, and I told him what I needed, and he boom. And then just other stuff like Busta Moves. I knew that Steve would be perfect for that. So I know these guys sound just like you know when Boney James hits first two notes, you know it's Boney.
Yeah.
You know it's Use Groove when they hit the first couple notes. So just when I write songs, I automatically know like this guy would be good for this song because it sounds like something that they would play.
Yeah. So you. When you're writing, is it just coming to you, or do you get in a special space?
It just comes to me, and thank God for technology with recorders on your phone. So if something to come to me, I sing the melody in my phone, and I come home in my studio, and I start putting it all together.
Okay, so what would you do without technology? Y'all wouldn't know what to do.
We wouldn't know. We'd be going crazy.
You most definitely would. And you'd have to do it the old-fashioned way. Are there some things that you have experienced that, technology or not, you just want to do, present it the way that you want to?
I think I accomplished that with this album, presenting it like I want to. But I will say I have another album coming out next year in 2023, which is going to show a totally different side of me.
Mm.
Yeah. So I hope the ladies out there are ready. They got a 1-year warning.
Oh,
so they're gonna hear and see a whole nother side of me.
Really?
And I'm looking forward to it. Oh yeah.
Well, that means I'm gonna have to call you.
Yeah, you gotta call me.
Julian Sherman came here. What you doing? What you saying? You remember what you said? Oh, wow. Well, I see you got me wondering now for sure.
Oh,
definitely. So now, let me just ask, since I know you're a Midwestern brother, Kansas City style, I've seen several sides of several places where they say Missouri side, they say Kansas side. So were you born in one and moved to the other?
Yep, I was born on the Kansas side, and I've been on the Missouri side for the last 8 years.
Okay.
And I would never go back to the Kansas side.
Oh, come on now, for real?
Never. Oh, never.
Not as big and exciting, I know, right?
Not in a million years. No.
Yeah. I can dig it. I can.
Yeah.
So Missouri side. And for people that aren't out that from that way, they don't know what we're talking about. But
right.
You know, that's what, because the most city, there's two cities, same two states, same name, and you know, people identify with their state. And it's serious, quite serious business. Now, how in the Kansas City jazz scene, do you do much there, and how are they receiving this contemporary sound? Because I know they're straight ahead and all that kind of stuff.
Man, they are strong, straight ahead. So there is not a lot of contemporary jazz players here. It's about two or three of them. If that, and so only time I do things here is when it's like on a grand type of type of a thing. Like we have the hot dog festival, which is ran by the famous Negro League Museum down here off of 18th and Vine.
Yeah.
And so we have that, but that's about it. That's the only festival right now down here that brings in jazz acts for the festival.
Really?
It's not what people think as far as smooth jazz or contemporary.
Okay. Because that, I mean, it's so serious there. It's like unbelievable. It's so mm-hmm. Yeah, you play something like this here, this is what we play, and they would be like, that is not. That is not.
Right, that is not real jazz.
That is not.
Right. Now, if I do a show, they're gonna come out. Like, sure. I'll draw the crowd. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work going there in your own city sometimes.
It is a lot. Well, you are appreciated when you go around and do the different shows around the country. You very much are. You know, and I find that quite interesting from that region. That you know, you and Norman Brown and Blair Bryant. Are, you know, strong in this genre, and yet it's not a big deal, you know, back there.
Yeah.
You know, I just wonder what's in the water out there, you know.
I don't know, but you know what, I'm getting out this water. I'm trying to plan to get on out this water and go west.
Okay, so you're going west?
Yes, that is the plan. That's what I'm planning as we speak.
Okay. Oh, really? So, man, I know your folks and things are going to miss you while you're out there.
They miss me, but, you know, they'll be all right.
Definitely.
They will be all right.
Well, there will be, so when you have this next year project, is it going to be when you're on the West Coast?
Hopefully, because I'm going to have it finished. You know, it takes about 2 to 3 months to, you have to turn a project in 2 or 3 months before it gets released for all the preparation. So I'll be done with it by November. And so by the time I'm well and moved, it'll already be done. And, you know, we're just waiting to see what people's response is, but I think they're going to absolutely love it.
Yeah. Pull up 11. I want to ask you about Willie C. That sounds like one of them back in the country dudes.
Oh, yep. That's exactly it. Yep.
That reminds me of an old Kansas City song right there. Who is Willie C?
So, my grandfather, which if people know the story, he was a pastor. He's responsible for buying me my first bass guitar. Mm-hmm. And, he loved quartet music, and he was country, and he wore overalls every day. Mm-hmm. And so his name was Willie Cornelius Vine, and my middle name is Cornelius as well. Okay. So I wanted to do something that made me think about him, and also dedicate something to him for what he you know, did for me. So, and I've been sitting on that song for almost 4 years.
Really?
So,
well, it reminds me, so you say quartets, I feel it now. I mean, that's almost church right there.
It is, yep.
For real. Yeah, so, I heard that. I was like, oh, this one of them old Kansas City sliding to the side song. you know, I still got the ear, even though I live down here. I recognize what I recognize. And love these 11. You, which ones do you feel that you are beyond a shadow of a doubt? You're in your game.
Ooh, man,
that's a tough question.
That's like saying, how many out of all your kids, which one you like to pick? I love, oh my God. Which one, like, really? That is hard. I will say, oh my God, Hermosa, maybe because it's different.
Okay.
But Busta Move, I love Busta Move. That's probably gonna be our third.
Yeah,
that's gonna probably be our third single. Yeah. But when you know that this album has different feelings, and you know, when I want to meditate, I'm gonna put on my prayers. So I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
I know. I'm finally stumped. Finally, I've interviewed him at least in. Over the years, what about 2 or 3 of your projects? So I got you finally.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I picked Busta Move as one that we're going to keep in the collection here, and I also picked the cut to the Coasting with Darren Ron. And mm-hmm. I had to have a couple of slow songs here, so I like number 6 Next Time.
Yeah, you know what? That's out of all the songs, that's probably the most song, the one that everybody picks as their top favorite.
Really?
And that's weird. That's really weird, yeah. But they love that. I guess it's a throwback type of a groove. I don't know, but they love it.
Well, you're just an old spirit anyway.
I am.
you know, you reincarnated. You put your grandpa's old church sounding song on here.
I can see him tapping his feet too.
I love it. Anyway, it's your honor your ancestors like that, your family, your people. Well, I just Julian, I want to, you know, always wish you the very best, as I always have. And I want you to stay encouraged, and you know, lessons had to be learned, and that's life. And at this moment, we are wrapping up our end of next week, our spring fun drive. And I need you to just spend a couple of minutes talking to the audience about how important it is to have a station like WFSK, and you know why they need to continue to give to support us. But you know, besides listening all the time and getting free music. This is the time of the year, because we're nonprofit. This is the time of the year where they give. And you're a musician, and you were new at one point in time. How important has it been to you?
It's been very important. We used to have a station here called 106.5 The City, and they played jazz music 24/7, and one day it just went away. And me being a musician, and at the time, I was really sad about that, because that's how I got my jazz. So, I don't think that we or people should take the take radio stations like that for granted. That are still pumping out our, you know, jazz music, because that's what keeps us going. That's what keeps that's what keeps the spirit alive, especially for this next generation. So, I urge everybody to support, donate. Because you donate to everything else, you know.
Amen.
So, right.
And that's the hard part about, you know, being able to do this is, you know, we want the people to have fun and enjoy themselves and see this and see that. But, you know, and when it comes down to it, if they don't do what you said, it could be gone, just like the one you described in the Kansas City area. So that could never be more true. And, Julian, thank you for those remarks. Tell the audience, you said you're going to be in Atlanta coming up?
Yes, Saturday I will be in Atlanta at Piedmont Park performing. For the Atlanta Jazz and Wine Festival, Nelson Rangel would be performing as well. It's just going to be a great time. Got great weather, 82 degrees, sunny. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I need to tell my people down there all about it. So in case they didn't
know. Yeah, come on.
They saw you when you played Nashville. They like, oh, I like him. And so, you know, I had my hometown fan club. But anyway, having said that, Julian, your schedule, as things are developing, you're putting it on your website. And also, is the music available there, or were you telling folks to get their copies of Solo?
Yes, the music music is available there. You can go to my website, julianvonmusic.com, and get it on there. Or you just go straight to Amazon if you want physical copies. If you want downloading, you can just download it. You can also go on my website. It also has all the downloading links on there as well.
Okay, excellent. Well, I appreciate very much your time and your talent. And you stay in touch with Miss Sharon Kay and WFSK, and let us know how things are going, okay?
Will do. And I got to send you a T-shirt, my new T-shirt. Oh, I got to send you that to you. Yeah.
Yes, please do. Because I do wear all of y'all's stuff.
That's all you got to tell me.
I still wear. I had the other day, UNAM sent me a shirt a long time ago, and you know, people can't make out what it says on there. And you know, Mesa has sent me stuff, and Reagan Whiteside and Michael J. Thomas, and I mean, just so whatever y'all send it on, and it'll be on me, okay?
Okay, right. I will send that to you today or tomorrow.
Oh, you're so good, and I'll have it on. And think about you.
I appreciate it.
All right, Julian, you take good care, and my very best to you always.
Yes, ma'am. Appreciate it. Love you.
Okay, love you too. All right. Bye. Man, that was an interesting conversation. I hate to dip, y'all, but you know, I got to dip, baby, dip. That's what I do. You know, I was just curious. I cannot tell y'all how I was.